That's all right. Thank you so much. Hi, everyone. My name is Emmy Tang. I'm the engagement lead at Invest in Open Infrastructure.
And my name is Chris Wu. I am product lead at Invest in Open Infrastructure.
And today we're here to introduce InfraFinder. But before that, if I can just take a minute to introduce what Invest in Open Infrastructure is. So we're a nonprofit initiative. We work to increase the investment in and the adoption of open infrastructure to further the equitable access and participation in research. We do this in a couple of ways. We build tools and recommendations based on our research and evidence to help decision makers and funders make informed decisions about their investment into open infrastructure. We also catalyze investment into the space by running funding pilots. What this looks like in practice for us, our work currently is centered around three core programs that you can see on the screen here. We are catalyzing investment into the space, as I said, running a couple of funding pilots at the moment to look at how we can diversify the funding mechanisms and players into getting them to invest more into open infrastructure and to build towards a healthy, resilient, and sustainable future for research and scholarship. We also partner directly with open infrastructure service providers and funders and adopters to provide tailored recommendations and engagement based on our research. And last but not least, we have something called the Data Room, which is all about tools, actionable tools and recommendations that, again, institutions and funders can use to help guide their investment into open infrastructure. And InfraFinder that we're about to share with you is part of the Data Room. So InfraFinder, why are we building it? What is the problem that we see? So we know that open infrastructure can really advance open values because it's customizable and it can be adapted as the community's needs grow. But and we also know that it is recognized to be important by international policies and recommendations like the UNESCO Open Science Recommendations, and also in the US, for example, the Nelson Memo on open access publishing and the infrastructure for that as well. So the question is then for us, how can we increase effectively the adoption of open infrastructure? To start thinking about this problem and this question, we decided to first look at who we want to solve this problem for. And so we chose the target audience of institutional decision makers. So these could be libraries who are choosing to adopt a certain repository service. It could be library publishing teams who are choosing a publishing software. We choose to work with this audience because we want to really make an impact at scale. So institutional level adoption of infrastructure means that all the researchers within that institution is then using that open infrastructure. And we also have had long-standing relationships with institutional decision makers. They are some of the strongest supporters of our work, and we've had years of engagement with them, so we do understand them a little bit better. So that's where we're starting at with InfraFinder. To start understanding how our audience see the problem, we took months to do user research and focus groups and interviews to try and understand what is going on in their heads, what is going on around them as they make decisions around adopting infrastructure like repositories and software, publishing software. And we find that actually finding the right infrastructure for them is a really, really hard and slow process. They need a lot of information related to costs, for example, how much money would it take them, how much staff time would it take their team to be able to maintain the infrastructure, to upgrade the infrastructure in the short, medium, and long term. They are also trying to de-risk the purchase so that they want to understand, you know, if the infrastructure service is going to be maintained and continue to be in existence for, you know, for the foreseeable future, because, you know, you probably don't want to buy infrastructure that will stop existing tomorrow. They also want to see if the infrastructure will fit into all the other things that they've already got in place within their own institution and libraries. So, and last but not least, there are some institutions who are thinking about, you know, how can we use this infrastructure decision to advance the institutional vision for openness. So what I'm trying to say is that there are a lot of considerations, and every single institution we spoke with had a different priority in mind. They all rank those differently. The information is scattered on the internet, and it's very hard to, you know, piece together the information that they need in order to compare different services. And also, it's just really, really time-consuming. It's easily someone's months of work to be able to pull this information together, to put it into a comparable form, to show it to their management, and to convince them that they are making the right decision. So this is the problem that we've defined for this first release of InfraFinder and the one that we're trying to address right now. And I hand over to Chris to elaborate what we built.
Thank you, Emmy. Okay. See if this works. All right. So thank you for your attention so far. It's my pleasure to introduce what we're calling InfraFinder to you. This tool is meant to help help folks navigate the complex landscape of infrastructure services and standards that enable open research and scholarship. So what we wanted to present to folks in this first iteration was up-to-date verified information about various infrastructures. We also wanted to make sure that the key information that they had told us that they were really looking for, that pragmatic information we'd shown you on an earlier slide, was in one place. And then also we wanted to provide that easy-to-use comparison view. So I'm going to show you designs and the prototype. Right now, we're still in progress, so this isn't quite live yet. And it's a little bit buggy, subject to change, but it is still my pleasure to show you this preview. So this is an example of a page that we're calling the individual provider service page. So an individual provider is invited to give us information that we are presenting in this way. You can see it allows the provider to show us mission, their key achievements, technical attributes, and as well as information about community engagement, which is so important to the open vision. They can also tell us about policies that they have, as well as additional information about the organization itself. And at the very end, they can also describe their own funding needs. So this is the individual provider page. We have worked, we invited 87 partners to work with us, and we received responses from 56 or 57 of them. So we've already collected this data that is shown. This will be presented when people first come to InfraFinder to be able to see what's here. We also have developed a nurturing process that will allow this listing to grow over time, and also we'll be doing our verification process as well, checking against publicly available records where they are available to ensure that the information is both up to date as well as verified. And in the end, users, when they go to the site, will be able to pick services. We're choosing to give people the option to choose three at a time. Because, you know, three is a good number to compare against. So this is the comparison page, and it kind of boils down all of this information into a way that people can see this high-level info side by side so that, for example, they can see, is there an open product roadmap? What of the services that they've chosen, which groups have them and which groups do not? So again, high-level overview, but I hope that this gives you a taste of what it is that we have in mind. We are aiming to, so most of you who are working here are on what we would think of as the provider side. So what's in it for you? If you are interested, being part of InfraRider allows you to showcase your key achievements and highlight your funding needs. In addition, you'll be able to reach more potential adopters as well as funders. And finally, you can learn from and connect with other infrastructure services. In fact, when we sent out our initial invitation, of those providers who chose to respond to us, they actually were telling us as well that in seeing and hearing about what kinds of information users were looking for, it kind of sparked this idea that maybe they themselves would want to start to work on some of the things that they had put off, knowing that potential users were in fact looking for that info. So you can, complete our expression of interest form if you meet our criteria. You can add your service to InfraFinder by going to this URL or the QR code. I'll give you a minute for those of you who've got your phones out. Okay. And in terms of next steps, this is a beginning. It's not, when we release this, it's not the final product, and nor is it the end of the conversation. We are aiming to release in a few months' time, and we'd love to start and continue the conversation from here. So one of the things that we've been wrestling with regard to this is how to ask about interoperability. So as we mentioned earlier, one of the things that we discovered users wanted to know is like, does your thing work with our situation? Most people would call this interoperability, but not everyone understands interoperability in the same way. So I'd love, Emmy and I would love to talk with you about like how we can ask the question about interoperability in a way where we can collect data that kind of essentially like helps us understand, understand how you think about it in the context of how users think about it, and collect that data in a way that we can then standardize. So users want to know if your technology will work with the other things that they have running, and the answer isn't always, we'll just use our API, is what we've discovered. So please come and talk with us afterward. We're going to be here for the rest of the day, and as well as tomorrow. So I'd like to thank you again for your time, and you can sign up for our newsletter for updates about all of the work that Iowa is doing, as well as the launch notice for InfraFinder. And should you want to email us, you can reach us at infra-finder@investinopen.org. Thank you.